Get a life.
You've reached the Phone Losers of America voicemail box. Any messages you leave on here could end up being played on the Snowplow Show podcast. Please try to keep your messages below 30 seconds long. A good way to start your message is to say who you are and where you're calling from. You're on the air in 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, I got your email, motherfucker. What's the big deal? I'm just asking you to shut your goddamn mouth. I'm not sure what exactly you're up to, but, you know, you just need to knock it off.
You're being culturally insensitive. You were violating our no motherfucker policy.
Holy crap.
You need to just drop the attitude, because you're speaking with corporate, okay? So I outrank you.
And by the way, I stole that idea from King Richard. He does a prank call show called Another Prank Call Show.
Yeah, you're just kind of in breach of the no motherfucker policy, that's all.
Not everybody loves Amazon as much as King Richard does.
Oh, that's none of your goddamn business. How about that?
And he did a whole episode of him telling people they were going to have Amazon lockers out in front of their homes with an underground conveyor belt system and everything. It's very elaborate.
I don't want to talk to that boner jacket.
I'm calling to let you know we're going to be installing an Amazon locker in front of your house on Monday morning.
You're being a fucking idiot. We don't need you just, you know, getting lippy and barging into things. I'm just prank calling you. Go bake some cookies.
Okay, I'll do that. It's just a joke, LOL.
Hello, Earth Clan. You're listening to Bonersode 104. Today is August 20th, 2021. And I'm your host, Commander Noname. This one was produced by Phone Losers of America, a very patriotic name. You must be a veteran or something. Today, I'll be starting off with a call that I'm not sure is funny. It's a crazy plan, hear me out. Way back in the spring of 2019, I did a show where I got Starbucks employees to repeat voice commands to a coffee bean grinder. It was fun, and I kind of wanted to try doing something like that again, but with a different object that is obviously not voice operated. So this new idea was supposed to be the entire show, but I ended up using it only once because it worked on the first try. The person repeated everything I said, almost without question, and I just felt dejected after the call. I was hoping for an argument, what the hell? But the commands are ridiculous. Maybe it is a little funny, I don't know. I hate wasting time on explaining the context behind my calls, but for some reason, I just feel the need to explain myself. Anyway, after that, I switched to a condo association where I found a newsletter that mentioned a resident complaining about people putting dog dew on the hood of her car. And to round things out, I tried an idea given to me by Ronkette. Ronkette is the wife of Ronk, I guess. I mean, he says they're married, but I've never seen the rings. But it's a grocery store idea, and I've kind of been obsessed with those lately. Wow, I bet you're sick of this bullshit intro already. Let's go.
Panera Bread, this is Amy. How can I help you?
Oh, yes, hello. This is Winston with the Panera Bread corporate office.
Yes, sir?
Yeah, I'm over here in the IT department, and it shows here that we're detecting a dihydrogen monoxide leak in your building. It's nothing.
Okay.
It's nothing to worry about. It's not harmful or anything, but we just need to get that repaired because it can be kind of, you know, it could be kind of expensive if we leave it unchecked.
Okay.
Are you on a cordless phone right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm just going to walk you through just rebooting the system real quick. It's pretty easy to do. There's just some voice commands.
Okay.
Okay, great. So, actually, it shows...
Hold on one second. That's a large mac and cheese with red grape tomatoes and then a large broccoli mac. Apparently, it's got a hydrogen leak, and I've got to talk to this guy. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm sorry about that, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, I don't want to take up too much of your time. It's just going to take a couple of minutes. The sensors in front of me here indicate that the leak is actually coming from the restroom. So I'm just going to need you to walk in there real quick, and then I'll walk you through the process of getting it all fixed.
In the bathroom?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little microphone embedded in the pipes behind the toilet.
Hold on one second. I've got bag one,
Okay.
Just wait a minute. I have to come look at the ticket. I'll be right there. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Was that a customer or just one of your coworkers?
No, I'm the only one here, and I'm shorthanded, and I've got people waiting in the drive-thru, so I'm just in a hurry. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll try to make this quick. Just let me know when you're in the restroom there, and I'll tell you what to do.
Okay, I'm in the restroom. I'm in the women's restroom.
Okay, perfect. That's what the sensors are telling me. That's where the leak's coming from, so you'll just need to walk up to the toilet.
Well, I mean, I'm at the toilet.
Okay, great. Yeah, so there's just a few voice commands that you'll need to repeat.
Okay.
So first thing you're going to want to say is, toilet computer, initiate reboot sequence.
Toilet computer, initiate reboot sequence.
Data received. Analyzing.
Okay, perfect. It shows here on my screen that it's activated. The next command you're going to want to issue is, toilet computer, engage backsplash deflector.
Toilet computer, engage backsplash reflector.
Okay, now say, toilet computer, run a number 2 diagnostic.
Toilet computer, run a number 2 diagnostic.
Really, Commander?
Okay, that one didn't pick up. Do you have your face real close to the pipe? Because sometimes it, you know, has trouble hearing your voice.
Yes.
Just say it one more time. Just get real close to that pipe and say, toilet computer, run a number 2 diagnostic.
Toilet computer, run a number 2 diagnostic.
Probing Uranus.
Okay, all right. We're getting green lights here. Let's see. Next command is, toilet computer, will it flush?
Toilet computer, will it flush?
That is a joke.
Next command is, toilet computer, open the poop bay doors.
Toilet computer, open the poop bay doors.
Warning.
Wow, I can't believe this is working. Next command is, toilet computer, is putting my face near the toilet giving me a disease.
Toilet computer, is putting the face near the toilet causing me a disease.
I have detected an anomaly.
I sure hope not. You guys clean those pretty regularly, right?
Yes.
It's probably okay. Okay, great. Let's see. Wow, I'm running out of things to say here. Let's see. How about, toilet computer, drain the lizard?
Why have I got to keep saying this? Because I really need to get back to my
shift. It's just part of the process of making sure that we take care of this dihydrogen monoxide leak. There's just two more commands here.
Oh, my God. Okay, what do you want me to say?
Toilet computer, drain the lizard.
Toilet computer, drain the lizard.
Data uploaded to Alliance Command.
Oh, that's gross. Okay, and the final command is, toilet computer, scan for signs of an upper decker.
Toilet computer, scan for signs of an upper decker.
Scans have found something.
Oh, all right, there we go. We're firing on all 6 cylinders now.
Okay, perfect.
Thanks for helping out with that dihydrogen monoxide leak. I sure can't believe you said all that ridiculous stuff. That was all pretty hilarious, all those things you said.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Scott?
Yeah.
Hey, Scott. It's Winston with the Condo Association.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Mary just wanted me to call and straighten out this whole situation with you and Lynn.
Lynn?
You know Lynn over there in 305?
No, I don't. I don't know her at all.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you don't know her personally, which makes it even weirder, but do you think you could quit putting dog dew on Lynn's hood of her car?
No, that's not me.
Oh, no.
No, totally deny. It's not me.
Oh, no, we know.
I wouldn't do anything like that.
We ran a DNA test on the poo, and it came up positive for a match for you, and just need to quit doing that.
What do you mean a match for me? I don't have a dog.
Well, no, it came up positive for you. Like it's your poop.
For me?
We thought it was dog.
No, that's impossible.
We thought it was dog dew at first, but then, you know, we took it to this lab, and
yeah.
And look, it just... Whatever you're up to, like, if you're just joking around,
that's impossible, because I'm impossible. I'm an ostomy patient.
What?
That's impossible.
No, it's
not. There's no way that can happen.
What do you mean that there's no way it can happen? You don't poop?
There's no way it can happen.
Are you telling me you don't?
It goes in the toilet.
Well, yeah, that's where it's supposed to go, but you've been...
That's where it all goes.
You've been putting it on Lynn's hood, the hood of Lynn.
No, I have not. I don't know where her car is. I don't know her. I have never gone anywhere near her car.
That's,
totally deny this.
That's
I don't do that.
That's stuff. What I mean. Like, if you don't know her, you shouldn't be joking around with her like that. You know, you don't know.
I don't do that stuff. I've never done anything like that in my lifetime, and I never would even consider it.
Scott.
It's a false accusation. What's wrong with that woman?
There's nothing wrong with her. She just doesn't want your poop all over her car.
No, I didn't do that. That didn't happen.
Well,
You're wrong.
Well, the lab results don't lie, Scott. So
how can the lab results come back and say that it's mine?
Because it there's a DNA match.
No, I don't. There's no DNA. I've never dropped blood around here, and nobody in this building has my DNA.
Of course we do. We have
a totally false accusation.
Of course,
totally false accusation.
It's no. Of course we do. We have all the residents' DNA on file.
This is a false accusation. I've never done anything like that. I never would.
We scraped your DNA off of a doorknob. And we compared the two.
A doorknob?
Yeah, we took a swab off of your doorknob and we compared the two and it's a 100% match.
Well, I don't rub doorknob, rub DNA or poo on my doorknob.
Well, no, I didn't say there was. I didn't say there was poo on your doorknob. We got your DNA off of your doorknob, you know, just from your hand.
Well, yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, yes.
Look, I've never done anything like that. This is a total mischaracterization, just a false accusation, 100%.
No, it's not a mischaracterization.
Yes, it is. I have not done anything like that ever into anybody in my lifetime.
And also, just as an aside. The DNA test, it also shows that you are 3% doorknob.
Then what?
You're 3% doorknob.
I don't understand what that means.
That just means that you're part doorknob. Anyways, look, just quit putting your poop on Lynn's car.
I have never done that. I totally deny it.
And who got a hold of your poop? Are you saying that somebody else grabbed your poop and put it on her car? That's totally ridiculous.
No, that's not possible. You're wrong. You're just wrong.
How am I wrong? We have the lab results.
I just said you're wrong. You've made a mistake. You've made a mischaracterization of my character, and you're wrong.
I didn't mischaracterize.
Yes, you have. This is a false accusation. I've never done anything like that.
Well, then who got a hold of your poop?
Clear?
Well, who got...
I don't care.
You don't care who got...
I don't know how that could possibly happen. I don't see how that could possibly happen.
Well, maybe they tapped into your toilet, into your plumbing line.
Nobody's been in my apartment.
Okay, well, maybe somebody tapped into the sewer line then and extracted your poop.
That's not possible.
How do you know that's not possible? They tapped into the sewer line and they took your poop out and they dumped it.
No, they wouldn't. Nobody does that stuff.
I don't know.
Nobody behaves like that.
I don't know. I've heard that there's people out there that tap into sewer lines and do things with poop.
Yeah,
you just can't.
This is a false accusation.
You just can't be too careful anymore. You got to pretty much just lock up your poop.
You're 100% wrong on this. Don't ever call me and make an accusation like this again.
I won't, but just...
You better not.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this.
I don't even know who you are.
My name's Winston.
I don't care. I don't know who you are.
Well, I just telling you...
We've never spoken. I've never met you before.
Oh, well, then what is that? Matter. It doesn't matter. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of the situation.
It is because you're lying.
No, I'm just telling you what the lab results say. That's all. That's all I can do.
I'm telling you that if this doesn't go away and I'm not left completely alone, that I will retain an attorney and sue the condo board.
Well, no, you can't. You can't sue the condo
damages,
board.
Money damages.
We haven't cost you any damage.
I've damaged my reputation, and it's worth payment.
No, your reputation is already in.
I pay my bills. I mind my business. I don't do stuff like that. That's it. Goodbye.
This is Tammy.
Well, hey, Tammy. It's Cody here in the Department of Land and Water.
Yes.
Yeah, I just needed to let you know there's going to be a work crew coming out to your house tomorrow. They're just going to be setting up some equipment and everything.
Tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, they're going to be doing the routine aerial survey, you know, of the area. And they're going to be setting up the hot air balloon launch pad and everything, just kind of right at the edge of the road there.
Okay. So, Cody from Land and Water.
Mm-hmm.
And where will they be doing this at?
Well, it's going to be just kind of at the edge of your land, just connected to the road. See, they have to bring in a bunch of equipment and everything, so it's got to be kind of near the road.
Where? Tell me exactly where.
I couldn't say for sure, ma'am. That's going to be up to them when they get there, but it's going to be on your land. That's why I'm supposed to just coordinate with you and let you know about it and everything.
May I ask what the purpose? I mean, what are you after?
I'm not after anything. I'm just letting you know they're going to be there tomorrow at about 9 o'clock.
Cody, what's your last name?
Noname.
What's the address?
You mean the department or your address?
I need to know where you're from.
I'm with the Department of Land and Water.
And you know what? It is after 5:30.
Oh no, no, so I work.
Oh no, 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 no.
I work until, ma'am. I know what time I get off work. You don't need to tell me. I'm here until 7 o'clock.
Hey, you know what? This is the fourth freaking time you've called.
What are you talking
about? Legally, that's harassment.
It's not. This is the first time I've called. What are you talking about? Who is this?
You called a couple weeks ago, and all the law enforcement in Washington D.C. also knows about it.
Washington D.C. I'm calling.
Yes.
Who is this, by the way? Where'd Tammy go?
Okay, we're calling the sheriff, so talk to you later.
The sheriff in Washington, D.C.?
Hello?
Hello, Terry?
Yeah.
Hey, Terry. It's Winston with the Condo Association.
Yeah?
Yeah, hey, Mary just wanted me to give you a ring and let you know about the construction that's going to be going on tomorrow.
Tomorrow there's construction, yeah.
Yeah, see, she was reviewing some blueprints of the building, and it turns out that when it was originally built, some of the bricks were installed upside down. And so she's got...
Really?
So she's got a contractor coming out, and they're actually going to be working on your exterior walls tomorrow at about 9 o'clock.
What?
Yeah, because...
Working on the walls on what? On our balcony area?
Yeah, well, just, you know, the walls that touch the outside, the balcony. See, because the bricks are installed upside down, so they just have to take those out and put them right side up.
Really? You're talking about right out?
Right out. So, yeah, if you have any, just any furniture touching that wall, you might want to move it away. And anything hanging, you might want to just take that down, because basically they're going to be knocking a bunch of holes in your walls.
What? Why?
Right now, the building's not up to code. We have to, you know, meet all kinds of compliance codes and things like that.
We have our entire balcony is just covered with plants, and we have a bench, we have all kinds of stuff. I don't know how there's room for anybody to work on anything here.
Oh, yeah, you might want to move those inside or something. There's several dozen bricks that they have to remove and flip right side up.
I'll move what I can move. If anything's in their way, well, tough shit.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just letting you know. I'm just the middleman in this operation.
I'm looking at the bricks right now.
It's going to be a whole operation. You might want to just get a room for a couple of days, because otherwise, you know, you're going to have several holes in your walls.
Hey, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, it was just a suggestion. I wasn't ordering you or anything. Jeez.
You can't be serious. Who are you again?
Winston.
Winston who?
Beauregard.
And you represent who?
Well, I'm with the property management company.
Oh, you're with
Yep.
Oh, that figures.
What does that mean?
Yeah, you people aren't always so understanding.
You people? What does that mean? That was kind of racist.
That's not racist. It's about a company. Companies don't have races.
Well, no, but that's, you know, just the way you said it. You just kind of implied, like, oh, you people.
Yeah.
Hey, companies are people too, my friend.
Yeah, well, I'm a people too.
Okay, I didn't say you weren't, though.
And you're not making any points with me.
I'm not trying to make points with you. I'm just letting you know about the construction work and the holes in your walls. Look,
you could try to do it with some advance notice.
What? This is advance notice.
Like,
it's happening.
Like,
it's happening
not
tomorrow.
Like the night before.
Well, that's advance.
Yeah,
that's advance.
Before.
That's tomorrow is advance. It's as advanced as we can get.
Yeah, well, you're probably about as advanced as you can get, but I'm not.
See, there you go with the racist comments again. And you ought to be...
That isn't racist at all.
Well, no, yeah, it was kind of...
Are you a different race than me? You don't sound like it.
See, there you go again. There you go again with the blatantly racist comments.
Yeah, well, you're blatantly stupid. And that's not racist at all.
Oh, that's sexist. And you
right.
You ought to be
sex are you? I'm a male. What are you?
You ought to be.
There are only two.
Oh, come on. Now you're just being one of those assholes.
Yeah, I know. Well, only because you were. Not giving us a decent notice.
Well, listen, you ought to be thanking me, you know, like.
For what?
For letting
for
you know.
What? What have you ever done for me? What are you talking about?
Well, I let you know that they're going to. Like, you really want to live in a condo with upside down bricks?
Upside down bricks.
You live in a. You basically.
Yeah, right. They surely don't look like it.
You're basically living. Hmm. You're basically living in squalor right now.
Oh, you're basically full of shit.
You're full of shit.
Not living in any squalor. What the hell are you talking about?
You wanted to live in some.
That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous comment.
Your face is ridiculous.
Well, thank you. But I'm not stupid like you.
You're stupid. Your face is stupid.
Yeah.
Big stupid poopy face. What are you doing? What's all that?
What in the hell are you talking about?
You're a big stupid poopy face, and I don't like you.
What kind of language is that?
That's
like a 4-year-old.
Well, you made me mad.
4-year-old words.
You made me mad, and I don't like you. I think you're stupid, and you smell bad.
Oh my god!
And you're a dummy.
You can't possibly represent anything.
I do.
There's no way.
I do. Of course I do. Don't be ridiculous.
They wouldn't talk like this.
Well, no, you got me upset. That's all. I got very emotional. I got very
call
emotional.
Call me four-year-old names.
Well, now you're just
my god.
Well, now you're just being ageist.
Yeah, right. Okay.
What do you have against 4-year-olds?
Maybe you are four. I don't know.
Maybe I am.
I don't know.
Maybe it's time for my nap and my bottle.
Maybe that's just your IQ.
Now you're just being an IQist.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello, Linda?
Yes.
Hey, Linda. It's Ronk over here at the grocery market.
Yes.
Hey, my manager just wanted me to give you a ring and ask if you could please not create any more deep fakes of the California raisins.
Do what?
Would you repeat that, please?
My manager wanted me to ask if you could not create any more deep fakes of the California raisins here in the aisles at the market.
What are you talking about?
I'm not sure I understand what a deep fake is.
Oh, it sounded like there was maybe somebody in the back. What was that voice in the background there? That was weird.
Yeah. No, it's not weird. It's my husband, Jerry.
Oh,
he's
okay.
I'm conversation.
Oh,
it's
I'm
not
sorry.
Weird at all.
No, I just thought there was a cross signal or something.
What is a deep fake?
Just a photo of the California raisins in compromising poses and things like that. It's just. We're not judging your hobbies or whatever, but you just can't be doing it here in the aisles. Like, you can buy them and take them home and everything, but you can't be opening up the boxes and creating deep fakes right here in the aisles.
Sir, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
We don't take any
pictures. We don't do...
Oh, yeah. Well, this is... let me make sure I have the right number. This is Linda, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, not your idiot husband. Can you tell him to pipe down?
Hey, you motherfucker.
Wait, one moment. Hey.
Did he just call me a motherfucker?
Sir. Yeah, I did. I called you a motherfucker.
Okay, now, shut up. Shut up, Jerry. I'm talking to Linda.
Okay, I'll handle this, Jerry. Who are you again? And what is your name again?
This is Ronk. I'm over here at the grocery market.
Ron.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this whole California raisins deepfake thing that you're doing. Like I said, if you want to buy the raisins and just do it, you know, in your own time, in your own home, that's your business.
Sir.
But you can't be doing that here in the aisles.
Okay, I would like to speak with your manager right now, immediately.
He's in his office on another call. I can see
we'll wait. I think this is a scam call, and you're trying to stir up trouble.
Trouble?
And,
no, ma'am. How would it be a scam? Yeah. I'm not asking you for any information.
One,
I'm just asking.
Number one, your manager would have called us rather than sending an employee to call. And number two,
I'm
don't
the
even
assistant.
Know what you're talking about. about a California raisin.
I'm the assistant manager. I'm not just some lowly employee.
I didn't say you were a lowly
employee. You're not an idiot.
Well,
he's not an idiot.
Oh,
sir,
man, Jerry is being really annoying. Can you please tell him to shut up?
No, I will not. And you are being very rude.
Well, no, I'm just trying
to... You call me at my home. We are a faithful, loyal customer of...
Oh, I know.
And you accusing me of something, I don't even know what it is that you're accusing me.
Well, I'm not accusing you. I'm just asking you
no,
to please not do it anymore.
You have nothing to do.
I'm just asking you to please not do it anymore. It's not an accusation.
You were accusing, and you said, I don't know what your activities are. You know what?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, you can do that in your own home or whatever, but just not here in the aisles.
I don't know what evidence you have that I am doing it. Explain to me what evidence you have.
We have security footage. You know, you're on the security cameras. It's no big deal. Like, we appreciate your business. We still want you to shop here and everything, but you just can't be creating deep fakes of the California raisins in the raisin aisle. That's all.
All right, and when did this occur?
Oh, it's been multiple times. Like, it's not just once. That's the thing. That's the real issue is, like, you're doing it, you know, practically once a week lately.
Sir, you are accusing me by saying you are doing it, and I can assure you, you may have another Linda on your files, but it is not this Linda.
Well, no, it's you in the security footage. It's not just.
How do you know? You don't even know who I look like.
Whoa, why are you okay?
No, I'm fine. You don't even know I look like.
How
do you know it's me?
Your voice just raised to a comedic high pitch. It was really funny.
Yes, it did, because you know why? I am very upset.
Oh, but don't... Well, no, it's nothing to be upset about. It's
white
just,
or black?
Okay, am I white? Am I black? Am I Hispanic? And am I Asian?
Oh, it don't matter. It don't matter if you're black or white.
Oh, it don't matter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it don't matter. Oh,
yeah. Why are you making fun of the way I talk?
You are an idiot. Hello?
Oh, hey, Linda, it's Ronk again. Listen, there was a bit of a mix-up. I just want to apologize for that last call.
Oh, it's too late, Ron.
No, well, no,
it is too late.
No, let me explain. I am so sorry. You weren't the one that was creating deep fakes of the California raisins. I completely got it mixed up.
Yeah, I think you did, and I think you're covering your tracks right now.
No, it was just an honest mistake. I was actually meaning to talk to Jerry.
Now it's Jerry.
Well, yeah, he was barricading himself in the aisles with cereal boxes. And he just can't.
You are an idiot.
He can't be closing down the aisles. Thanks again to Phone Losers of America for signing my checks at the corporate office and for fully endorsing me pestering grocery store customers. I'm sure you're thrilled about that. Thank you, Ronquette, for the California raisin deep fake idea. It was exactly the variety of stupid that I love. Thank you, everyone, for supporting this incredible waste of time. Jerry Seinfeld once said that comedy is wasting lots of time on something really stupid. I might have goofed up that quote, but I like it. Okay, I should go.
Bring my message in the sight of the sun. The gangs clubs and nations, causing grief in human relations. It's a turf war on a global scale. I'd rather hear both sides of the tale. See, it's not about races, just places, faces. Where your blood comes from is where your space is. I've seen the bright get duller. I'm not gonna spend my life being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye?
Joke of some kind, honestly.